This is Dale Connolly reporting. It's not the news. Obsessive sports parents are in the news. They are raging, and they are all the rage at the same time. But very little attention is being paid to a number of programs that are aimed at turning these wayward adults into reasonable, productive members of society. Wendy Vapors filed this report.
Come on, Hillary, get moving out there. Move, move, but there's the ball. Go for the ball, Hillary, go, go. Come on, Hillary. Oh, no. Oh, ref, she was tripped. You're not going to call that. You're not going to call that. Hey, ref, come on, I'm talking to you.
Zach Vicarious is a regular at his daughter Hillary's soccer games. But Hillary, her friends, the referees, the coaches, all the other players and their parents desperately wish he had something else to do.
You know, he's just obnoxious, you know. He stands out here yelling at the girls, the officials, everybody. And we all agree the guy needs to get a life.
Until recently, Doug Vicarious would have argued with this mom, who asked to remain magnanimous.
I actually told him once, I said, why don't you just go to a movie, you know, buy yourself some popcorn, and whenever you get the urge to shout, stuff it, honey.
Oh, and did he do it?
Sure he did. He had to, or Hillary and I weren't going to let him back in the house.
But that was only a temporary fix, as Doug Vicarious later realized.
Well, I realized I needed help when I was chewing out a coach for a substitution he made. He took Hillary out of the game and put this other girl in, and that girl's father came over and decked me.
And that's what got your attention?
No, what got my attention was the way all the other parents hoisted him up on their shoulders and marched him around the field like some kind of hero.
Doug Vicarious enrolled in the Sideline Sensitivity Program, providing treatment for parents who are too into their child's sport. Dan DeMillo directs the program.
It's real simple. We bring them in, I talk to them a bit, I ask a few simple questions. What do? Where do you work? Well, then I get a carload of kids, and we go to the guy's place of employment. We find out where he sits, who his boss is. We gather around his cubicle or in his office, and we go to work.
You call that
fighting? This is
anybody that can do the job
better.
Isn't there a
The coffee cup down.
DeMillo says he takes about 15 minutes of browbeating from the children, and the adults in the program promise never to say a word on the sidelines ever again.
That's it, man. Treatment's done. Time to kick back.
For his part, Doug Vicarious says the training works, and he'll never take a child's athletic event too seriously again.
Oh, I learned my lesson. Those kids can be really mean. My feelings were hurt, and I almost quit work altogether. Yeah, if my coworkers hadn't banded together to support me, a promising career might have been nipped in the bud by a few harsh words.
A lesson for all of us.
Wendy, wrap it up. Come on.
Come on.
Yeah, what kind of you kids are doing my best.
Like, she works in radio.
Nobody cares. I'm Wendy Vapors, and I'm reporting.